Well, it is good to be with you again, and I was just with you for a couple weeks ago, and so twice in 1 month, I'm sure you're as blessed as I am to hear me and to be here with each other for 2 weeks this month. But I really wanted to show you some pictures of Emily, and we had some technical difficulties tonight with the video, so I couldn't do that. So.
真是很高兴又一次来到了大家当中。 这是我大概这个月的第二次跟大家在一起，真是在我看来是一个非常好的一个祝福。今天呢，我本来是想给大家分享一些Emily的一些照片，可是今天我们的这个网络有问题，所以没办法跟大家一起分享。We'll
just have to get her here physically to be able to show you.
那我就把Emily请到这个地方来跟大家一起来分享。
She gets a little cranky about right now, so I don't know if you want to hear a crying baby.
那她现在的情绪有点不太好，所以大家可能不一定想现在来见这个吵哭闹的小孩。
Well, very good. We'll try to do that. But anyway, we've been in a series the last couple of times that I've spoken to you out of Galatians chapter 5, and we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, or character clues, as I've titled the message series.
我们过去花了大概两次的时间讲了一个关于 加拉太书第五章的一个系列的讲座，那我们提到的讨论了圣灵的果子。So
turn with me, if you would, to Galatians chapter 5, and turn in your Bibles, if you have them, in your bulletin. I believe there are just a couple of verses, but I'm actually going to read more than that. So Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 25 is our text for tonight.
如果大家有圣经的话呢，可以翻到加拉太书第五章。
As you're doing that, let me pray with us tonight. God, we come before you and we thank you once again for the power of your word.
主，我们来到你的面前，我们献上我们的感谢，为着你话语的能力，我们献上我们的感谢。
And we ask you, God, tonight that as we walk through this little bit of Galatians chapter 5 and some other passages, that you would speak to us about this idea of gentleness in our spirits.
主，我们祷告在我们 阅读加拉太书这个第五章的时候，你的灵亲自的对我们说话，告诉我们温柔的功课。
And I pray that you would help us to develop that character or the fruit of the Spirit in each of our lives.
主，我们真的祷告，求你能够在我们的生命当中，能够培养出这样温柔的品格。
We love you in your name. Amen.
好，我们爱你，我们祷告奉主的名。 Amen.
All right, Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 25, here's what it says. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
加拉太书第五章第十六节，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争。
They are in conflict with each other so that you do not do what you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的，但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
The acts of the sinful nature are obvious, sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and enviness, drunkenness, orgies, and the like.
情欲的事情都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。
Paul continues to write in this letter, and he says, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
保罗继续说，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。But
the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that is living within us, is love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
但是圣灵，也就是住在我们心中的圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Against such things, there is no law.
这样的事没有律法禁止。
Those who have been crucified, or pardon me, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and its desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲，同钉在十字架上了。
And since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
So tonight I want to talk to you about this idea of gentleness. And one of the challenges that we have in living in today's world is to make sure that we are reflecting the character of God in everything that we do.
今天晚上我们要讨论的这个主题是关于温柔的。我们在当今时代，我们生活中一个最大的挑战就是如何在各事上活出神的品格。
And as we talk about this third character trait tonight, I wonder if the discussion of what it means to be gentle or to live a gentle life has really been left out of the majority of our discussions with other people.
当我们在讨论这个第三项第三条我们的属灵的品质的时候，我在想，我们是不是当我们讨论怎么样有过一个温柔的生活，或者有个温柔的品质，我们是不是把这件事情已经几乎被人遗忘了？
And the reason I ask the question is because for most of us,or for most of the people that you and I associate with, we tend to get squeezed and pressured in almost every area of our lives. And what happens is when those areas of our life increasingly get squeezed and pressured, our level of gentleness typically decreases.
我之所以有这样的问题是因为正如你我或者是我们认识的人一样，我们在生活当中各个方面受到各种各样的压力，当我们的生活受到各种各样压力的时候，我们的温柔的水平就会下降。
How do I know this? Let me give you just a couple of examples.
那我怎么会知道这样的一个情形呢？来，让我现在给你几个这样的例子。
The first example of where we might get pressured and squeezed is in the workplace. Your boss gives you an assignment and you have to meet a deadline that is absolutely impossible to meet.
那第一个你会感受到生活压力的可能就是你的工作场所。在比如说在你的工作的场所，你的老板给了你一个很重要的一个工作去做，但是你没有办法能够达到他的要你做完这个工作的期限。
And isn't it always at that moment when you're trying to accomplish something by a deadline that your coworkers for some reason seem to not have anything better to do than to bug you?
是不是你发现当你正在努力的想要把这件事情按时间按时做完的时候，但是你的同工却好像没有任何好的事情去做，却来打搅你。
And your stress level increases.
你的这个紧张非增加，不断的增加。
You find yourself getting short with people or impatient with people.
你开始慢慢的发现你对人变得不那么的有耐心。
You might even make mistakes on the project because you're just trying to rush through it.
那在你的项目上你可能也会工作上也会犯各种各样的错误，因为你想很快的急着赶工。
And all these things that kind of come together collectively, really attacks your internal level of gentleness.
那所有的这些事情可以来攻击你，来影响你内心中的你的温柔。
Let me give you another example. It's in the grocery store. You're in a hurry and you have a few things to buy and then you're out of there. How many of you have ever gone to the grocery store and just in an absolute hurry?
另外一个例子就是在这个食品店也许你很繁忙你很忙，你需要买一件东西，然后你想买完以后就想离开。
How many of you have done that? Go ahead. Yes. And you know that once you get in the fastest possible checkout lane, that it's probably going to end up being the slowest checkout lane. Correct?
但是当你发现你在找到一个你认为可能是最快的一个收银台的时候，但是结果那个收银台结果变成了一个最慢的。
That's happened to me. How many of you have that happened to?
这个我有经历到，你们是不是也经历到呢？
Absolutely. And I don't know about you, but I do know for me that my story might go something like this: that I would get behind just one person with just a few things, but they want to count out every little penny right to the T, and they have coupons and all that stuff, and it takes them forever. And my internal level of gentleness tends to.Decrease.
也许你的前面只有一个人，但而且他也可能只有几样东西，但是你会发现说他在付账的时候，他找每一分每一分的钱，而且他也有使用所有的coupon来付账， 所以你当你看到这样的情形的时候，你的内心当中的你的温柔的程度就不断的下降。
Or one last example, driving. I don't really need to talk about driving around here. I've been here for 4 years, and I've learned that the words driving and gentle cannot exist here in New York.
那另外的例子的话就是开车啊，我在这里已经待了4年的时间，我想我不用说，大家都知道，在纽约啊，开车和温柔这两个词是没有办法共存的。
You and I have probably had somebody cut us off in traffic, and the question for us that I don't want you to raise your hand on tonight is how do we respond? Oh, you didn't have to do that. Aren't you just the joy of my life today? May God bless you as you cut other people off.
也许可能有个人刚刚一个急拐弯能够插到你的前面，那我很好奇你的回应是什么？你的回应是说，哦，真好，这个你今天真的是让我的是一个很开心的一天，是这样的回应吗？
Of course we don't. How many people actually do that? Anybody?
有没有人是真的这样
回应的呢？ No, I didn't think so. All right. Here's what happens. Of course we don't say that stuff. But when somebody cuts us off in traffic, for example, we are probably a little less gentle with how we should be than in our response to them.
我知道事实是我们没有那不是会那样回答。当有人能够突然开车插在我们前面的时候，也许我们的回应的话，通常都不是那么的温柔，也不是那么的友善。
And the truth for us tonight, when we come to this topic of gentleness, is that every single day, you and I probably have countless opportunities to develop this character trait in our lives.
事实是在我们的生命和生活当中的每一天，我们可能都会遇到各种各样的机会，能够让我们来培养温柔的这样的一个品格。
And so tonight I want us to take a very practical approach on how we can develop this character in our lives, and I want to share with you 5 things that we can do to help us out in that area.
今天晚上我想从一个很实用的观点来看看我们如何从以下的五个方面来培养我们温柔的品格。
So the first one, if you're taking notes, here it is. We need to make sure that we submit to the will of God.
那第一个如果你写下来的话呢，是我们必须要顺服神的心意。
If we're going to be gentle or have a gentle spirit about us, we need to make sure this is first and foremost that we submit to the will of God. James chapter 3, verses 13 through 17 says this.
如果你想要有一个温柔的品格的话，那第一个我们要做到的就是要顺服神的旨意，在雅各书第三章有这样提到。
Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom.
你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth.
你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话，抵挡真道。
Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly. It's unspiritual and from the devil.
这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的，属情欲的，属鬼魔的。
For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will also find disorder and every evil practice.
在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, then considerate and submissive.
唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平、温柔、良善，满有怜悯。
It's full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere.
满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
And friends, tonight, this piece is critical for us because if you and I are going to live gentle lives, we have to start with being submissive to the will of God first. And why is that?
朋友们，这个对我们来说是非常至关重要的。如果我们想要过一个温柔的生活，我们必须要来开始顺服我们神的带领。
Let me make an observation for us tonight. For most of us, and not at all times, but for most of us, when we get ourselves into trouble, it's because of what we can find right here in this passage.
顺服神的带领真的非常重要。为什么呢？因为我们看到在座的我们大部分人，也许不是所有的时候，我们也许会让我们自己先事情变得一团的糟。但之所以事情会变得一团的糟，都是基于我们上面所提到的这些原因。
If you and I harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition, we're going to mess everything up.
当我们心里怀有苦毒的嫉妒和纷争的时候，我们会把事情变得一团糟。
And our ability to be submissive to God can only come when we put Him first.
我们要想顺服神的带领的话，就得把神放在第一位。
And we have to relinquish power back to God.
我们得放弃我们自己的权利，把权利交回到神的手中。
And if we cannot be submissive to the will of God, we will have trouble being gentle because we will be under our own control.
如果我们没有办法做到顺服神的旨意的话，我们就不可能做到有温柔，因为那时候我们是在我们自己的控制之下。
When we're under our own control, we give in oftentimes to the things, the unrighteous behaviors and attitudes and actions.
当我们在我们自己的控制之下的时候，我们很多时候会做出一些很不合时宜的事情和说不合时宜的话。
And this is why it's so important for us to be submissive to God first.
这就是为什么我们真的要，我们一定要在首先要能够顺服神的带领。
Jesus was, of course, the best example of being submissive to the will of God in the garden before his crucifixion. He told God he would be submissive to his will.
那当然，耶稣我们知道他是一个顺服神带领的一个最好的榜样。在他上十字架之前，他在克西马利园，他有这样对神说。
Matthew 26:42 says this, He went away again a second time and prayed, saying, My Father, if this cannot pass away, unless I drink it, may your will be done.
在马太福音的26:42这样说道，第二次又去祷告说，我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的旨意成全。
And so as Christians, as Christ followers, we have to look to Jesus and we can understand that Jesus was fully submitted to the will of God.
我们作为基督徒是神的门徒，我们要向耶稣来学习，看到耶稣他完完全全的、全然的遵循神的旨意。
In that moment, he may have wished for a different direction, but he knew that the will of God was not only what he had to submit to,But the will of God was absolutely perfect.
在那个时候，也许他可能希望有一个不一样的计划，不同的计划。但他知道，他不但要顺服神的旨意，而且他也明白神的旨意必定是完美的。
I heard this phrase a long time ago. Perhaps you've heard it as well, but I really like it. And it's this phrase or this quote: "The will of God will not take us where the grace of God cannot sustain us."
我以前听到有这样的一个说法，可能大家也听过，就是如果你在神的旨意当中的时候，你不会被带到神的恩典所不及的地方。
And I don't know if you struggle with submitting to the will of God or not, but friends, tonight, the will of God is absolutely perfect for your life.
我不知道你是不是也有这样的挣扎，但是我今天想要提醒大家的是，神的旨意绝对是最完美的。
How are you doing in this area of your life today? Are you fully submitted to God in every area of your life?
那你在这方面做得怎么样呢？你是不是在所有的事情上全然的顺服神的旨意呢？
And as much as I ask you that, I have to make sure that I'm asking myself that too, to make sure that I'm fully submitted to God in every area of my life.
我不但有这样的问你这样的问题，其实我也要自己问我自己这个问题，我是不是也在凡事上都全然的顺服神的旨意？
The second way we can develop gentleness in our lives is to make sure that we have a teachable spirit.
那第二个能够让我们培养我们温柔的品格，就是我们要有一个谦卑受教的灵。
James chapter 1 verse 21 says this, My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
在雅各书的第一章有这样说到，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires.
因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Therefore, get rid of all the moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word that has been planted in you, which can save you.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫欲的。邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says.
只要你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like.
因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives us freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in all that he does.
唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
I want us to do a little personal inventory tonight to see if we have teachable spirits.
现在呢，我想给大家来做这样一个统计，看看我们大家是不是有这样一个谦卑受教的灵。
Marty, a guy named Marty Williams came up with 12 thoughts or questions to help us discover if we have a teachable spirit.
有一位叫 Marty Williams 的，他提出了一个十二条的这样的一个统计，来帮助我们发现我们自己是不是有谦卑受教的灵。
And so this is what I'd like for us to do. Just as I read over these 12 thoughts, just mentally make a yes or a no vote in your mind as I read over them to discover if we have a teachable spirit.
当我来读下面的十二条的时候，大家可以在自己的心里来想一想，你的答案是是还是不是。
Question number one, am I willing to listen?
那第一个问题就是，我们是不是愿意倾听？
Question number two,I observe before acting on a situation.
那第二个问题是，我观察先于行动。
Number three, I am able to agree or disagree.
那第三个问题是，我可以接受相同或者是不同的意见。
I desire information more than answers.
那另外一小是，我期望的得到的是信息，而不只是得到一个答案。
I enjoy asking questions.
那另外一条是我喜爱问问题。
How are we doing so far?
我们现在做的怎么样？
You have a teachable spirit so far?
我们是不是有一个愿意受教的心呢？
All right, we'll continue. There's a few more questions.
我们继续。
I'm open to suggestions and new ideas.
我们乐意接受，是不是乐意接受不同的新的建议和新的想法？
I feel comfortable asking for advice or directions.
我很乐意去寻求大家的这个建议和大家的方向，指定的方向。
I am patient and a willing student.
我们是一个耐心的，而且是愿意接受指教的一个学生。
How many of you would agree with that one?
有多少人能同意这一点？
No. Okay, two. Three in the back. All right. Anybody else? Go. All right. All right, a couple more. I enjoy reading for information that is practical and applicable.
我很乐意读到一些非常实际的，可以非常有应用价值的一些信息。
I seek out new perspectives on questions of life.
我可以寻找关于人生的问题的一些不同的观点。
I can appreciate criticism without being deeply wounded.
我可以接受欣赏别人的批评而不至于被受到伤害。
How'd you do? Do you have a teachable spirit?
大家做怎么样？你们有没有一个？
Well, that, no, probably not, Jim. Probably not. I'd say anything 50% or more there.
你至少要回答一半以上的 yes, 对，才是有一个谦卑受教的灵。
Here's the idea for us on this. It's God's will for you and I to grow spiritually.
现在是这样的，我们知道是神的旨意，让我们属灵的生命能够得到成长。
And every single one of us,need to have a teachable spirit in order to grow in our journey toward Christ-likeness.
所以我们每一位都需要有一个受教的心，这样我们才能够成长，能够朝着主耶稣的样式来成长。
If we ever get to a place in our spiritual journey where we think we've arrived or that we've figured it all out, we're in trouble spiritually.
在我们的属灵的生命的旅程当中，我们不要以为我们已经得到了一切。
There are always opportunities to learn and to grow and to develop this teachable spirit.
我们总是会有一些新的机会，新的机会来学习新的学习，让自己的属灵的生命得到成长。
A third way tonight that we can develop gentleness is to walk well.
那第三条我们要分享的是我们要 行为正直。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 2 says this, Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called.
在以弗所书第四章第一到二节这样说道，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
And you and I will walk with all humility and gentleness, with patience,And showing tolerance for one another in love.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
We're instructed throughout Scripture to make sure that our walk with Christ is a good walk.
这一段告诉我们说，我们的行为要正直和公正。
In the day of the Southern Confederacy, General Robert E. Lee was severely criticized by General Whiting.
在这个南方的邦联的时代，就是1860年代的时候，李将军受到了一个叫 Whiting 将军的激烈的攻击。
Sorry about that. It might have been expected that Lee would, in time, get even with Whiting.
所以大家可能会想说，李将军也许会对此而针锋相对。
And one day, President Jefferson Davis asked General Lee what he thought of General Whiting.
那有一天呢 ，Jefferson Davis 总统就问李将军。他对于 Whiting 将军的看法。
And without hesitation, Lee commended Whiting in high terms, and he called him one of the most ablest men in the Confederate Army.
但没有任何的犹豫，李将军对 Whiting 将军表达了极大的、极美的赞美、称赞。他说 ，Whiting 将军是南方邦联军里面最有能力的一位。
An officer who was present that day spoke up and suggested that General Lee must not know what unkind things Whiting had been saying about him.
那在当时的呢，有一位军官，在当场的有一位军官，他就说，也许李将军你不知道，你不了解，Whiting 将军在背后有说你些什么样的话。
And Lee responded and said these words, I understand that the president desired to know my opinion of Whiting, not Whiting's opinion of me.
那李将军有这样的回答说，他说我想总统想知道的是我对于Whiting将军的看法，而不是Whiting将军对我的看法。
General Lee walked well.
李将军做到了公正正直。
And there will be times in our lives when we have an opportunity to develop gentleness when people speak poorly of us.
在我们的生命当中，我们有时候当人对我们说不好的话的时候，我们有这样的机会能培养我们内心中的温柔。
And I believe that you and I need to learn to walk well as we grow and as we mature in our relationship with God and with other people.
那我相信你我都需要学习在我们和人学习要能够怎样能够做到正直，当我们培养我们和神和人之间的关系的时候。
And this passage is very clear for us on how to do that, and it's supported with some other scriptures as well that I want to give to you quickly.
那刚才这段话呢，很清楚地告诉了我们该怎么样去行。
Scripture instructs us to walk humbly, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5.
那第一个就是在彼得前书的第五章第五节，也告诉我们说要以谦卑来束腰。
It instructs us to clothe ourselves with humility.
就说以谦卑来束腰。
We are to walk gently. Philippians 4:5 says, "Let your gentleness be evident to all."
那第二项是要以谦卑温柔的心来前行。这个是在腓立比书的第四章第五节有说到。
We are to walk patiently. 1 Thessalonians 5:14, "Be patient with everyone."
那在帖撒罗尼迦书前书的第五章有说要以忍耐的心前行。
And then we are to walk lovingly, Hebrews 13:1, keep on loving each other as brothers.
那第四就是要以爱心来前行。这在希伯来书的第十三章第九提到说，你们务要存弟兄相爱的心。
And my question for you tonight is, how are you walking today?
那我今天晚上对大家的问题就是，你们做到了，你们行为正直吗？
Are you walking well?
你们是做到行为正直了吗？
The fourth way that we can develop gentleness is to make sure that we forgive those around us.
那第四项能够让我们培养温柔的品格，就是我们要能够对我们周围，我们要存原谅的心。
Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 13 says this, As holy people whom God has chosen and loved, be sympathetic, kind, humble, and gentle and patient.
在格罗西书第三章十二节这样提到，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的，就要存怜悯恩慈谦虚温柔忍耐的心。
Put up with each other, it says, and forgive each other if anyone has a complaint. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
For most of us, we know that the Bible speaks a lot about forgiveness, and I just want to share some thoughts from Scripture of this idea of forgiveness.
我们知道圣经当中有很多次提到饶恕，那今天晚上呢，我跟大家分享一些这样的经文。
If we're going to live a gentle life, we have to learn, if we haven't already, this idea of forgiveness, and we know in Scripture that forgiveness is a command.
我们如果要有一个温柔的品格，我们就学会怎么样饶恕。那我们知道饶恕是神的一项命令。
Matthew 6:14 and 15 says, "For if you forgive men of their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive them of their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses."
在马太福音的第六章十四到十五节有这样说到：你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
And not only is forgiveness a command, but forgiveness is unlimited.
不但饶恕是神的命令，也是无限的。
In Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 through 22, then Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" And Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven." Jesus didn't mean forgive 490 times and then stop. His idea here was that forgiveness is unlimited.
在马太福音的十八章二十一节到二十二节这样说，那时彼得前来对耶稣说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？耶稣说，我对你说，不是七次，乃是七十个七次。这里我们知道耶稣并不是说当你饶恕了四百九十次以后你就会停在那个地方，耶稣告诉我们的是饶恕是无限的。
And we also know in scripture that unforgiveness will hold you and I in spiritual bondage.
我们知道如果你不愿意饶恕的话，你自己会陷于捆绑当中。
There's this spiritual movement that takes place in our lives when we forgive other people.
当我们饶恕人的时候，在我们的内心中有这样的一段活动。
But if we don't, we'll be forever in the spiritual bondage that will keep us from moving along in our spiritual maturity and the process that Christ has for us.
如果我们饶恕人的话，我们的有属灵的这样的活动，但是我们当我们不饶恕人的时候，我们陷于属灵的捆绑当中，我们的属灵生命没有办法成熟成长。
And we also know that forgiveness is voluntary.
那里我们也知道说，饶恕也是自愿的。
And that reconciliation is always the answer.
那我们知道，和好，与人和好也总会是一个好的答案。
A few years ago, when I shared this point in another message, after the service, I had a lady come up to me and she questioned me on this point of reconciliation is always the answer. And her concern with me and her disagreement was that reconciliation can't always happen in the relationships that we have.
在几年前当我分享这个信息的时候，有一位姐妹来到了面前，她向我提这样的问题，她说她并不认为与人和好总是一个正确的答案。
And she's right, partially.
其实她有一部分的确是对的。
When I speak about how reconciliation is always the answer, what I mean is that for you and I, we cannot afford to have any areas of unforgiveness in our life.
当我在那里讨论和与人和好总是一个好的答案的时候，我只想提醒告诉大家，我们在我们的生命当中，我们不能有不饶恕的这样的一个事情地方。
As Christ followers, we must keep our conscience clear and keep ourselves reconciled to God first, and then as much as possible to others.
作为基督徒，我们要保持我们有一个清洁清楚的良心。我们首先要和我们的神要和好。那其次的话，我们要尽量和我们周围的人也要和好。
Again, we're seeking to develop this trait of gentleness in our lives, and we must forgive those around us.
所以我再次提醒大家，当然我们要需要培养我们温柔的品格的时候，我们必须要学习怎样饶恕我们周围的人。
And then the fifth way and the final way that we can develop gentleness in our lives is to instruct others.
那最后一条也是第五条的话，我们要培养我们温柔的品格，就要学习怎样的去教导众人。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 24 through 25, and the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, and not resentful.
在提摩太后书的第二章24到25节说，然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和地待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。
To those who oppose him, he must gently instruct in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to the knowledge of the truth.
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道。
When there are opportunities for us to instruct others, there is a strength that you and I must have within us, and this strength is gentleness or a gentle spirit.
当我们有机会去教导他人的时候，我们内心有一个必须的力量，那这个必须的力量就是温柔的力量。
I like what Chuck Swindoll had to say about gentleness and why it requires strength.
那我很喜欢 Chuck Swindoll 说的这样一段话，关于为什么温柔是需要力量的这一段话。
He says, in our rough and rugged individualism, we think of gentleness as weakness, as being soft and virtually spineless, but it is not so.
他说到，在我们艰苦艰辛的这样的个人主义当中，我们认为温柔其实是一个软弱、没有勇气、没有骨气的表现。
Gentleness includes such enviable qualities as having strength under control.
但是其实并不是这样。我们知道温柔其实代表了很多可以让人羡慕的品质，比如说它可以让人有节制的力量。
Being calm and peaceful when surrounded by a heated atmosphere.
它可以有冷静有平和的心，特别是当在一个处于一个激烈的环境当中。
Emitting a soothing effect on those who may be angry or otherwise beside themselves.
它特别可以给人以安慰和一个平复的这样的一个果效，特别当他周围的人是处于一种非常生气或者非常担忧的状况当中。
And possessing tact and gracious courtesy that causes others to retain their self-esteem and dignity.
他也会有这样的智慧和这样的技巧，能够使人保持他们自己的自尊心。
And we know that Jesus was the master at using strength of gentleness for instructing others.
我们知道耶稣是这样的一位大师，他知道如何去用温柔来教导他的众人。
With gentle words, he instructed his disciples to follow him.
用温柔的话语，耶稣教导他的门徒来跟随他。
With gentle words, he spoke words of conviction to many.
用温柔的话语，耶稣使人来悔改。
With gentle words, he instructed religious people to turn from their ways.
用温柔的话语，耶稣使其他的一些宗教的信徒放弃他们以前的道路。
And with gentle words, he instructed the lame to be well.
用温柔的话语，神使瘸腿的得到医治。
And with every word from his mouth, people were watching, and the same is true for you and I. And friends, tonight, our gentleness can be used to win people to the kingdom, and we need to practice gentleness this week in our lives.
耶稣嘴里所出的一切的话，大家都在看，同样的也是在我们也会发生在我们的身上。朋友们，我们知道，我们有如果有温柔的品德，我们可以来赢得人到神的国度当中。在接下来这个星期，愿我们大家一起来操练温柔的功课。
Let's pray tonight.
我们一起来祷告。
God, I pray that you would speak into our hearts and our lives about this idea of gentleness.
主，我们感谢你，我们祷告，求你亲自用你的话语对我们述说温柔的这样的一个品格。
God, I pray that it would just simply be a very practical response to the work that you're doing in our lives.
主，我们祷告，愿意我们都能够对你的话有美好的回应。
And I pray this week that if we struggle in this area of gentleness.
主，我们在接下来这个星期，如果我们在温柔这个功课上，如果我们有困难的话。
That God, you would speak to us and convict us in the very moment that it happens.
求你的话亲自对我们，求你亲自的对我们说话，能够让我们悔改。
And Lord, we know through the power of your Holy Spirit that you can transform us into people with a gentle spirit.
主，我们知道圣灵的力量，我们知道借着圣灵，你可以改变我们，改造我们，让我们拥有温柔的品格。
We love you tonight in your name. Amen.
我们爱你，主，我们祷告奉主的名。Amen.